Welcome to another episode of Sounds of the Apocalypse. It's episode 20. Kicking off this episode was Pink Floyd with Sisyphus Part 1 off the album Amalgama. Following that, Sunil and Boris with Akuma no Kumu off the excellent collaboration Altar on Southern Lord. Stick around, lots of great tunes in store this week. A couple drone tracks, a couple black metal tracks. Right now it's Koi with a track off Time Machines on Sounds of the Apocalypse.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sounds of the Apocalypse, episode 20. Just heard from Alec Empire with 21, off the album Low on Ice, The Iceland Sessions. For that, a track by Coil off of Time Machines. Lots more stuff in store this week. As always, you can check out track listing over at soundsoftheapocalypse.blogspot.com, as well as previous episodes. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and hope to see you back here again next week for another Sounds of the Apocalypse. Right now, it's Aphex Twin with Zeros and Ones off of 26 Mysteries for Cash. Thank you.
singular taste in reading, I managed to say. Yes, she said. And now perhaps you will have the kindness to explain how you knew her name and that of the ship she sailed in.
We shall
you
also notify...
Sleep,
we shall also...
We shall also...
We shall also...
A week later, we were towed into the port of New York.
We have
the tomorrow is never heard
from.
Once there was a man who was married to a lady called Elvira, and Elvira had a golden arm. It was solid, shining gold. It ran from her shoulder right down to her fingers. Elvira was very proud of her golden arm, so proud that before she went to sleep at night, she would say to her husband, "If I happen to die, promise me you'll bury me with my golden arm." And he always said he would. Night after night she would ask him, and night after night he would come. And one night, Elvira died. And the husband buried her just as he had promised, with her golden arm. And life went on for the husband. He was lonely, naturally. He had his work on the farm, he had his friends, but things weren't the same. He couldn't seem to pay attention to his work, and things went from bad to worse. And little by little, he sold the fine animals, then the cart, then the barrel. And lying in bed one night, he began to think about all... the gold in her golden arm. At midnight he got out of bed, dressed in his warmest clothes because it was bitter cold outside. He took his lantern and his shovel. There was no moon, and he walked in the black night to Elvira's grave. The lantern shining on the road in front of him, making shadows that half scared the man to death. And if he didn't want that golden arm so badly, he would have turned around and gone home, where it was safe and warm. He came to Elvira's grave. The ground was hard because of the cold, but he dug and he dug. The place that was safe, he thought, was under the covers of his bed. He jumped into bed and tried to keep warm, but the golden arm was cold, very cold, and the man shivered and shook. He tried to sleep, but somehow he couldn't. He tried to close his eyes, but he was afraid to keep them shut. He didn't know why. Maybe it was the wind that was keeping him awake, because it got louder and louder, and then... couldn't be anything else. But he pulled the covers over his head. He didn't want to hear the sound, or was it a voice?
Medication time.